You're listening to KNKX, and in this encore presentation of Food for Thought, we're going to talk about the treasured sense memories of our favorite foods, and who better to speak of them than KNKX food commentator and the very nicely nosed Nancy Leeson with 88.5's ponderously proboscisized Dick Stein.
Okay, Nance, our sense of smell is the most evocative of all of our senses. Nothing connects to a memory as strongly as a smell does. And when it comes to memories of smells of food, I've got a couple of doozies that I've been carrying around with me since I was a little kid. How about you?
I have them too, Stein. When I was about 6 years old, my granddad passed away, but prior to that, he owned a printing shop in Philadelphia, and I used to go play in the backyard of the shop, and I always remember smelling this intense smell of what I now know is fresh mint, and it must have been growing wild there. It wasn't something that I recollect seeing, but the smell of it, every time I stick my face into a dessert or a fresh bunch of peppermint, it just takes me right back to when I was a kid playing in the back of the printing press.
I wish I could say that I have opportunities to re-smell those things as you have with the mint. I've never smelled anything quite like these again. One is from when I was a kid living in North Miami. There was a restaurant we'd go to called Corky's. It's the smell of these little minute steaks they used to make for these steak sandwiches. It's the smell of a broiling minute steak, a flame-broiled minute steak in a highly air-conditioned room.
To me, that would smell gross, I think.
Well, it would.
It smells good to you?
It would to some people. It smelled good to me as an 11-year-old. I don't know if it would smell good to me now, but my memory is a positive one because I like the way it smelled at the time. But it wasn't just the broiling meat, and it wasn't just the air conditioning. It was the broiling meat in the air-conditioned room. I don't know what.
Well, you know, I'm going to put you behind a fast food restaurant and see if you get the same reaction.
Years later, I had another one that was similar to that, and you give me another, and I'll tell you about it.
Oh, let's see. Years ago, when I worked in Cape May, New Jersey, I had the best coffee I ever drank, and I used to think it was because it was the first time I started drinking fresh roasted coffee. This was long before anyone on the East Coast ever heard of Starbucks. Starbucks was barely Starbucks at the time, and it was this Mocha Java Arabian coffee my boss would get from New York. Well, I recently, you know, a couple of years ago, started buying Pete's Arabian Mocha Java because I saw it had a similar name and I thought, oh, I wonder if this is going to taste anything like it. And it tastes exactly like it. Mm. And the thing that I always think about when I drink that coffee is I used to take it down to the beach and sit on the lifeguard stand early in the morning before any of the lifeguards were out or any of the tourists and shoobies were on the beach and just drink my coffee and look at the Atlantic. And every time I sit in my own house and have a sip of that coffee, it kind of takes me there for a minute.
Oh, that's really nice. I'm thinking about the other one that I was going to tell you, and I just realized that both of my really treasured food smell memories have to do with warm food smells in cold environments. That first in Corky's, and the other was when I was a young teenager. We were on a class trip to Quebec City, and it was the middle of the winter. It was freezing cold, and we were walking down a street, and we went past this onion soup restaurant. And these wily onion soup restaurant operators, I was told later, always have a powerful exhaust fan going. That aroma grabbed me by the nose and dragged us into that onion soup restaurant to have a hot bowl of onion soup on that freezing cold day.
With onions, it's like that for me. I love the scent of onions sautéed with turmeric. I start a lot of curries and Indian dishes that same way, where I just, you know, dice up an onion and then throw a little turmeric in there and sauté it.
It's a good smell to smell anywhere. And eaters, what are some of your treasured food smell memories? Let us know at knkx.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker, the powerfully nosed Nancy.
Thanks a lot, Stein.
I'd like to have that nose full of nickels. Leeson, I'm the even more ponderously proboscisized Dick Stein.